Well, let me give you some money, so you can have a good night.
Yes?
Mr. Bundy on 93.
Just a minute,
dear. Thank you. He'll be right with you. He'll be right with you. Ms. Feynman?
Help to George Reedy to put out his noon briefing.
That's wonderful. Thank you for thinking of George. He needs your help more than anybody. Because they're going to be asking for little things, and you get him every little thing you can.
Well, that's right.
Now, I sent something down there
to
you.
Jack has just brought it in, and I'm...
We want a little peace demagoguery for the mothers, and then we want to call attention to the fact that everything that looks black one morning may not necessarily be black a week later.
Right.
And they're making foreign policy the issue, so let's kind of answer them a little. Now, what's our Panama situation?
Bunker is in direct touch on the QT with Marino on the theory, which I think is right, that we've got past the stage where using an elbow joint of the OAS helps us any, pointing out to him that you meant every word of what you said in this statement and that this is a chance for the Panamanians to come back. They are in session with the cabinet, or were yesterday, and I think are again this morning, and there's some talk of a statement from Panama later in the day. I have thought of, if Pierre gets in here today, of having him call his friend in Chiari's office and say, look, this is the time when it's easiest, and let's get it done under the protecting cover of Easter, because I really think that we've done a lot of these peacemaking things when there's a celebration. It helps quite a lot. But I think I'll wait and hear what Bunker is up
to. I'd be a little scared of Pierre doing it as a candidate.
That's the trouble now that he's a candidate.
I think
we let Bunker work on it.
Yeah, that's
today.
What I do, or let Bunker, or man, if he can talk somebody down there.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.